Hi, this is George Dersey from Clarity Consulting, and in this module, I'll introduce you to programming with the Exchange Web Services Managed API. So the Exchange Web Services Managed API, if you're familiar, lives on top of the Exchange Web Services SDK that you can use to program against Exchange Server. It mostly has functional parity with Exchange Web Services. There are some particular areas in push notifications, for example, where you still might need to use both in your application. However, for the most part, it's significantly easier than working with the proxy classes generated by adding a web reference to the Exchange Web Services URL. The Exchange Web Services Managed API really just makes EWS calls under the covers, and it's already installed by default, and you don't need to install any particular server-side components or any additional server-side components in order to use it. It's also backwards compatible, and you can version your requests. As you begin working with this, you'll see that you'll create an instance of this Exchange Service object, and there's an overload to the constructor where you can specify the version of Exchange that you can work with. And I think it goes back to Exchange 2007 SP1. And it's cloud compatible by default. Let's say you're working with Exchange Online. It doesn't care. As long as you call AutoDiscover, and we'll see how to do that, using a certain user's mailbox, it knows where to connect to Exchange Web Services at. So let's take a look at the kinds of applications you can build using the Exchange Web Services API, or Managed API. This is a WPF application that mimics some of the calendaring functionality available in Outlook. Let's take a look at a WPF application that uses the Exchange Web Services Managed API to provide calendaring functionality similar to what you get in Microsoft Outlook. Before we jump into the application, just want to point out a dummy meeting request I created here in my Outlook calendar. So it's a meeting with Sean Shai, my secondary lab user, in conference room 33-1, and we're meeting about the Big Stores account to discuss FY 2010 sales. Switch to Visual Studio and run my application. The first thing it does is prompt me for credentials to connect to Exchange Web Services with. It knows who I'm logged in as, so we'll just use these default credentials. So as you can see, this is a pretty nice looking WPF application that closely resembles the calendar in Outlook. Just like Outlook, you can switch to different views to look at the calendar in. And here's the meeting request that I just, or the appointment that I just pointed out earlier. You can see the meeting subject, the attendees, and other details about the meeting, such as the location, when it is, and the description of the meeting. The application here is using the Exchange Web Services Managed API to get the contents of my calendar, and specifically for this item, the details about the meeting request. Let's take a look at what it's like to schedule a new meeting. So the first thing the application does here is use the Exchange Free Busy service to look for meeting suggestions that match these criteria. So right now, we're looking for a minimum of a fair suggestion quality and a meeting duration of 60 minutes. So let's check Sean's availability during these times. So you can see that the calendar refreshes as the application contacts the Free Busy service again. Let's change the meeting suggestion quality to excellent. And let's take a look at some of the rooms that are available during this time. So 10:30 looks like a good time. If we click that, you can see that I'm available, Sean's available, and 5 available rooms for us to have the meeting in. I can double click this time slot, pick my meeting, pick my meeting room. So we'll choose conference room 33-2, and this time we're talking about Big Stores 2011 sales strategy. I'll schedule the meeting and I'll switch over to Outlook. You can see we got a automatic acceptance from the conference room confirming its availability for our meeting. Just verify that the meeting was created in Outlook. Big Stores 2011 sales strategy in conference room 33-2 with Sean Shai as an attendee. Switch over to Sean's calendar. You can see the meeting invitation here. Go and accept this and verify it in her calendar. So this is a great example of the types of applications that you can build that use Exchange data and services using the Exchange Web Services Managed API. So what are some of the types of applications that you can build with the Exchange Web Services Managed API? One particular scenario is I want Exchange data in my applications. For example, you want to be able to work with appointments, emails, calendar events, contacts even, from your application. So here you're integrating Exchange data into your application. Another scenario here is that you want to use Exchange services in your application. For example, push notifications or working with the free busy service, which you use to find a suitable meeting time for a list of participants. You want to integrate that functionality and use it in your application. One important thing when working with applications that use the Exchange Web Services Managed API is that you never want to hard code the URL of Exchange Web Services in your code. You're always going to use AutoDiscover to find the most efficient CAS server for a particular mailbox. So this is the same for on-premise deployments or cloud-based deployments. When your application starts, you'll call AutoDiscover and it will find the most appropriate way to access Exchange Web Services from your application. Hardcoding the URL might lead to an inefficient route and performance issues in your application as it works with a non-optimal Exchange Web Services URL. So when you're working with an application that uses Exchange Web Services Managed API and is deployed inside your network, let's take a look at how the AutoDiscover process works. Your application is going to query Active Directory looking for the service connection point, and the client access server will let you know what the URL of the AutoDiscover service is, so you can then call this to get the most suitable URL for Exchange Web Services. So your application will call AutoDiscover via HTTPS, and the CAS server is going to give you the URL, or the most efficient URL that your application should use to connect to Exchange Web Services. What about when your application is connecting to Exchange over the internet? So your application is going to try and contact Active Directory, and of course it's not exposed there, so it's not going to be able to get to it. The application will then contact the AutoDiscover service, and the AutoDiscover service is going to give you the most appropriate URL for your application to use to connect to Exchange Web Services. In this case, the application then, or the Exchange Web Services Managed API, will use that URL to connect to Exchange Web Services and execute those operations. Let's talk about impersonation. You'll typically use impersonation so that your application that uses the Exchange Web Services Managed API can execute permissions using the identity and permissions of another user or another mailbox. So if you want to book an appointment, for example, you don't want it to appear like it's coming from some application ID. It needs to happen using the user's identity. You do this by setting the application impersonation role and granting it to a particular service account over a group of users or a particular user. And you can use the Exchange Management Shell to do this in PowerShell. When you have a service account running your application, this is the account that you'll typically give impersonation rights over a certain organizational unit in Active Directory. Let's see a simple demo of using the Exchange Web Services Managed API to work with calendar items in Outlook. Here in my console application, I reference the API from its default install location. And then in my code, I also added a using statement for Microsoft.exchange.webservices.data. So to use the functionality of the API throughout the application, I'm going to create a module level variable of type Exchange Service. So let's instantiate this object and connect to Exchange Web Services. So I'll use a constructor of the Exchange Service class that takes the version of the Exchange server in my environment as a parameter. So here we're specifying that my Exchange server is a Exchange 2010 server. We're not going to specify any default credentials for the application. We'll use the identity of the user that's running the application, so that's me or the primary lab user ID. And then finally, we'll call AutoDiscover on the service to give us the URL of the most efficient CAS server for this mailbox. Let's put a breakpoint here, just so we can see the URL that the service gives us. So let's create a recurring calendar appointment. So we'll create an instance of appointment attached to the service. I will set some of its properties, like the subject, the body. We have a required attendees collection. We'll invite the secondary lab user. And then finally set its start and end date. There's some other properties you can explore, like location, for example, or optional attendees. Anything you can do in Outlook when creating an appointment, you can do here using the Exchange Web Services Managed API. So now we need to define the recurrence pattern for the meeting. We need to specify that it's going to happen on this day of the week, which is, this happens to be Wednesday. We'll create a weekly pattern starting today, recurring every 1 week on Wednesday. And then we'll save the appointment and send in invitations out to all the participants. So how do we find items in the calendar or in any mailbox? So the first thing we need to do if we're looking for items in the calendar is scope the search. So we'll use a calendar view to restrict the search to this date range. So that's starting today or starting now, now plus a couple of days. In this example, we'll use 5 days for this. We'll create a find items results of type appointments. And then on the service object, we'll call find appointments. We really only expect to find calendar items in the calendar folder, but we'll be explicit here and specify that. And we'll provide the view that we're using to scope our search. Let's uncomment this code out. So we'll iterate through the search results and write out the attributes of all the appointments to the console. So let's take a look at using impersonation to create an appointment. So when the Exchange service impersonates a user, any operations it performs will be done using the identity of that user. So in this case, we're going to impersonate the secondary lab user ID so that the meeting invitation will appear to come from them or will come from them. So we'll set the impersonated user ID property of the service to the secondary lab user's email address. We're going to create an appointment, set its start and end date, and invite the primary lab user to the appointment, and then save the appointment. Notice here, though, that we're wrapping this save operation in a try-catch block. We're doing this because if the application identity or the identity that the service is running under doesn't have impersonation rights on that user's account, so on the secondary lab user's account, this code here will throw an exception. Now we're going to set this back to null, because if we don't, any operation that we do after this will still be using the identity of the user that we're impersonating. So let's go ahead and run this. So let's take a look at the URL of the service. So in my environment, there really is only one Exchange server, but this is the URL that we're going to connect to Exchange Web Services at. Let's continue. So first thing I'll do is create a recurring calendar appointment. Let's take a look at the calendar, verify that it was created. Here's the appointment. It's a recurring appointment. Let's check out the recurrence pattern. We didn't set an end date, so there isn't one. Here's the body, here's the subject, and we invited the secondary lab user. Let's verify that. Go into their mailbox. The invitation should be sitting in their inbox. We'll go ahead and accept it. So now let's look for calendar appointments in our calendar. So at this point, we really only have one appointment. So here's the appointment and its attributes, subject, date, start time, end time. And finally, let's create an appointment using impersonation. So when I get this invitation, it's going to come from Sean Shy, and we should see this pop up in a second. So the appointment's coming from Sean to me, and I'll go ahead and accept this. So now if we look in the calendar, you'll see these two appointments. They're following each other. So in this module, we learned about using the Exchange Web Services Managed API to work with calendar items in Outlook. And we also looked at using AutoDiscover, which is a critical piece of any application you build using the Exchange Web Services Managed API, in that it's used to find the most efficient URL for your application to use to connect to Exchange Web Services.